Hey, we got Chris Guestwicky on the line from Caddisshack Guide Service. Chris, are you wet?
I am wet, man. Just got out of the river, Adam. Things couldn't be better, but doggone breathable waders, I just burned them up so quick, and I got a couple leaks in it, but that's okay. I was on the river.
You know, and leaks in the middle of summer aren't that big of a deal, but in March, it can really cut your fishing a little short.
It's still a little chilly out there, believe me. We got water temperatures anywhere from 35 to 38 degrees, all depending on which system you're on.
Now, I want to say before we get going on your fishing reports, your river reports, I've gotten very few steelhead fishing catch reports out of Lake Michigan tributaries. I've gotten a lot out of Lake Superior systems, and I mean everywhere from Alger County, Marquette County, Berger County, and all the way out west in Ontonagon, too. So I don't know what's going on Lake Michigan. Are you catching any fish?
Oh, we are catching fish since that last rain that came in. Now, bear in mind, we still have cold water temperatures, but that last rain we had broke everything open. Everything in South Central UP is open and flowing, and I've got three streams that I really like to fish and fish hard, and all three of them are now producing fish. One, which I'm not going to say the name, but most people could guess, is producing a great deal of fish. Even in the evening, the center pinners are the ones that are really rocketing right now.
Yeah, those guys are crazy, too. Have you seen a lot of fishing pressure?
No, not a lot of fishing pressure in the last week. But again, when that rain came down, the water levels just skyrocketed. And everything is still high, but settling down. It's still, you know, you got to pay attention out there. You got to be careful. There's no ice flows. All the ice is gone. But the water is moving, and there were a couple of spots that I attempted to get through today that even with the studs in my boots and a wading staff, my legs just got like rubber bands. It's still flowing out there.
Well, what are you catching the fish on? That's what everybody really wants to know.
Well, the hot ticket, you know, I like to swing flies, and I would rather catch one than 10. But right now, the blue hobo spey and the eat a peach leech are what are bringing my strikes. Now, granted, I am not doing near the numbers that the guys using the center pins are doing. The guys doing the center pinning, they can fish in this high water, they can cover all the water, and they are cracking them, without a doubt. But those of us still sticking to the fly rod, the swung flies bringing a fish or two, and nymphs, pecks, stones, caddis, all moneymakers right now.
Plenty more to get into with Chris from Caddisshack in our next outdoor report later this hour. We're going to be talking about specific nymph patterns as well as the center pinners. If you don't know what that is, well, stay tuned to find out a little bit more about that. Plus, the weather pattern and how he feels that's going to affect the fishing and the river conditions all in our next outdoor report right here later this hour. On the Outdoor Show, stick around.